Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Comments about the Florida school shooting by an upstate New York congresswoman are causing a firestorm.
It isn't easy being a Republican in New York, even upstate New York. But Congresswoman Claudia Tenney just made it even harder. Speaking on a talk radio show in the state capital of Albany, Tenney said, quote, "So many of these people that commit the mass murders end up being Democrats." Democratic State Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi is challenging Tenney in the fall midterms. He calls the comments disgusting and toxic. Tenney later said the comments were in response to a question about the failure to prosecute illegal gun crimes. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Allow yourself plenty of time for window scraping, vehicle warm-up, and slow driving speeds this morning. The streets and roadways in South Central Kansas are hazardous because of ice. And this means closings and cancellations for many schools and organizations across the area, including Wichita's public and Catholic schools. The emergency accident reporting plan is in effect for the city of Wichita.
The Kansas Senate has approved a bipartisan bill for strengthening lobbying laws that would also allow state officials to take more expensive gifts from people seeking to influence them.
The measure, approved unanimously Wednesday, would require people trying to promote contracts or influence actions by executive branch agencies to register as lobbyists and disclose some spending. That is broader than current Kansas laws requiring lobbyists to report some spending when they seek to influence legislators or work for or against an administrative rule. But the bill also increases the total value of small gifts that state officials can accept in a year from an individual to $100 from $40. The measure was sponsored by Republican Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita and Democratic Minority Leader Anthony Hensley of Topeka. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A federal appeals court says Kansas cannot cut Medicaid funds to a Planned Parenthood affiliate over videos anti-abortion activists secretly recorded in 2015. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals decision leaves in place a lower court's preliminary injunction that blocked Kansas from ending the contract. It is the fifth of six circuits to uphold the right of patients to receive health care from their preferred qualified provider. A United Airlines pilot goes the extra mile to help out a passenger.
Britt Morin of San Francisco took to Twitter to say, "I lost my wedding slash engagement rings last week somewhere between New York and Jackson Hole. A United Gate agent found it, put it in a safe, and then gave it to a pilot to hand deliver it back to me in SF, San Fran. The ring came with a personalized note from the aviator, which read, 'From day to day, I take pride in getting passengers from point A to point B safely and on time. Today, I'm happy to be able to be a part of a team focused on making just one individual happy.'" The airline reportedly looking to recognize and reward the pilot for his actions. Morin thanking United, posting, "She has a newfound faith in humanity and airlines." I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We'll have some slick spots on the road to start the day. And as long as temperatures are below freezing, any precipitation that comes down will only add to that. But we are expected to warm above freezing. We'll be around 34 this afternoon, so that may transition to light rain. Cloudy overnight, our low 31. Looks like we get a break in precipitation through most of the day tomorrow, Friday, 46. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now we have freezing drizzle, fog, 28 degrees, and calm. 8:35, Steve and Ted on KNSS here on a Thursday morning, Washington's birthday. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted, take it away. Blurus.
Yes, a new survey of women in Hollywood. How many have experienced sexual harassment or misconduct? That survey says 94%.
Wow.
The Time's Up movement in Hollywood has plenty of wind, as a new survey states 94% of women in the industry, both in front of and behind the camera, have experienced sexual harassment or misconduct. The survey of 843 women, conducted jointly by USA Today, the Creative Coalition, Women in Film and Television, and the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, showed the most common form, with 87%, was crude or inappropriate jokes or sexual gestures. 69% reported being sexually touched. 65% witnessed others use sexual favors to advance their careers, and 64% reported being propositioned for sex. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And sadly, on that same topic, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks basketball team, Mark Cuban, is now mired in controversy over a couple of separate incidents.
The NBA fining Mark Cuban $600,000 for these remarks he made about having the Mavs tank the remainder of the season.
We weren't competing for the playoffs. I was like, look, losing is our best option.
Cuban making those comments in an appearance on the House Call with Dr. J podcast. This as the Mavericks owner is also apologizing for what he calls a horrible mistake in hindsight in allowing a former employee of the team to stay on as long as he did. Mavs.com reporter Earl Sneed fired this week ahead of a Sports Illustrated report detailing a culture of misogyny and predatory sexual behavior within the Mavericks organization, with Sneed retained by the team despite being arrested for domestic violence on two separate occasions. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Let's take a look at game night and chat with Jason Bateman.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with your Fox Celebrity Profile. Jason Bateman is back on screen going for laughs in Game Night, about a group of friends whose gathering goes way out of control. There are plenty of twists and turns in the film, and he says it was like that on set, too.
Every day was really fun. Everybody kept it light on and off set, and we made some stuff up. Some of it made the movie, some of it didn't, but we certainly didn't need to add anything. The script was fantastic.
As for how competitive he is in real life,
I'm kind of competitive with myself. I like to challenge myself, see how much I can take on and handle.
He has two daughters, ages 11 and 6, and they do have plenty of go-to games in their house.
We're getting into putting puzzles together, too. That can be kind of fun. It's not much of a game, but that's a good challenge. Really anything. It's kind of fun to kind of tease one another. You get into a game situation, and it becomes less about who's winning and who's losing. It's just kind of how you manage the game. They're pretty hilarious. They keep it pretty fun.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's switch our focus to the small screen. We'll talk a little Game of Thrones and America's Got Talent.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Pulido. Game of Thrones' Macy Williams visited ABC's Jimmy Kimmel and clarified whether there would be one ending or multiple in the show, as the president of HBO said.
I don't think we've got the budget to shoot lots of different endings.
Well, he's the president, so he would know if you have the money or not.
But as we know, sometimes presidents don't always tell the truth.
NBC's America's Got Talent is bringing the whole gang back. Howie Mandel, Simon Cowell, Mel B, Heidi Klum, and presenter Tyra Banks have all signed on. A summer 2018 premiere is set. Netflix's Lost in Space reboot is slated for an April 13th launch. The series is based on the 1965 TV classic. It's set 30 years in the future. Colonization in space is a reality, and the Robinson family is selected to make a new life in a better world. But they're torn off course, and they have to forge new alliances to survive. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
Speaking of the TV, the Winter Olympics has been ratings gold for NBC. A couple of the top athletes of the past week boosting network ratings. Performances of Shaun White and Chloe Kim helping NBC win the week. Olympic shows from Pyeongchang in South Korea claiming 7 of the week's top 10 slots. What are non-Olympics stuff that made the top 10? CBS's 60 Minutes, 8th place, featuring Oprah Winfrey's second roundtable with Michigan voters. So there you go, the TV ratings this week dominated by the Winter Olympics. Songwriter Diane Warren, she's not mincing words, she wants to win an Oscar. It's not that she hasn't been nominated. She has been nominated 8 times for an Oscar. She is so far 0-for-8.
Wow.
Well, her 9th nomination is Stand Up for Something from the film Marshall. In her collaboration with Common, she says if she does win, she'll probably faint. She's already started writing the song when she thought Common would be a good person to add a rap. They randomly met on an airplane, said yes. The Oscars will be March 4th. We'll see if songwriter Diane Warren can finally win an Oscar. And we have a good birthday today to finish up with, Steve. One of America's great living character actors, James Hong, is 89 years old today. James Hong.
Hong.
Sure you know him from Chinatown.
Oh, yeah.
The butler.
Oh, yeah.
Airplane, where he ended his life because Ted Stryker kept going on and on telling old stories. He's in Blade Runner, Big Trouble in Little China, Wayne's World 2. You also might remember him in a great episode of Seinfeld called The Chinese Restaurant.
Yeah, he was the maître d'.
He was the maître d', yeah.
Maybe 15
in
minutes.
In which Jerry and his friends continually ask when the table will be open, and he keeps saying, oh, 5-10 minutes. The whole episode.
That was him.
They never did get to see James Hong. Yeah, fascinating guy. He was born in Minneapolis. He eventually moved to Hong Kong, came back to Minneapolis, went to the University of Minnesota, studied civil engineering, went out to the West Coast, and for about 8 years, he was a civil engineer, road engineer. But then he thought, I'd like to give acting a try.
I'll try acting.
And he's been doing that ever since. Wow. IMDb lists like 438 gigs that he's had over the years.
Really?
In movies and TV since the 1950s.
Well, he's made pretty good money, I bet.
I saw him in an old movie with Rock Hudson about the Korean War back in the 50s. I started looking at this guy. I was like, it's James Hong.
Yeah.
I was like, he looks old then. That was like 50 or 60 years ago.
Yeah.
James Hong, he is a great character. He can do drama, he can do comedy, and he's celebrating a birthday today at the age of 89. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They'll serve you up. We talk about the pizza all the time.
Yeah.
But they do have hot sandwiches.
You bet.
They have spicy chicken bites. They have a vegetable hoagie, a sriracha turkey, a turkey hoagie, a ham hoagie.
All delicious.
A regular hoagie, a turkey sandwich. Oh, my gosh.
Baked spaghetti.
We love it. And there's a picture of Steve and Ted right up there on the wall. Yeah. Right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. It's Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. A Gander store on the move in Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.